720 WGN, John Landecker at 836. We're headed to 606 Davis Street in Evanston. That's where you'll find Comics Revolution. That's with an X, by the way, not a C. And Jim Mortensen from Comics Revolutions is with us. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good. Doing well, John. Thanks.
Good to hear. Now, I'm not even going to pretend that I know what your store is about.
Okay.
I mean, I have a smattering of understanding because you're not a, how do I put it? You're certainly not the quote unquote average comics store that people think of generally, you know, selling vintage this and new releases of, I don't know, superheroes and things of that nature. Your specialty, if I'm reading this correctly, is the graphic novel. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, we do sell new comics as they come out. We stay away from vintage comics other than sort of reprints or ways to sort of enjoy some of the old stories that folks grew up with. But when we started up, our main interest was reading, was books, was comic books as literature. Right. You mentioned the Chicago Reader with Pretentious in All the Right Ways.
Yeah.
When most comic shops go into literature, they kind of go in for science fiction and fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we brought in books, but more along the New Yorker lines, the James Thurber or Charles Bukowski. There's a lot of crossover between literature and comics and cartooning that goes back a long ways.
When did the phrase and the product graphic novels start?
You know, I don't know the exact date, but the term graphic novel was coined by one of the great creators, Will Eisner, and he was trying to find a way to denote sort of a book form, longer format comic, something that was a little more mature, and he used it for the first of his books called Contract with God. And, you know, it was a way to try to legitimize the artwork. You know, back then, you know, art, if you go to the museum, is a real thing. And if you read a book, that's a real thing. But if you put those two together, somehow it was relegated as a kid's medium. And so Will Eisner coined the term graphic novel specifically to try to legitimize and make it a more authentic art form.
Well, it seems to have obviously caught on because it's one of your main products, and I am aware that some graphic novels have been converted into, if that's the right word, movies, some really big movies, as a matter of fact. I'm not sure if people are aware of that relationship. You know, it's not something that a lot of us grew up with. And when you see a film come out, and if the publicity doesn't include the idea that it's from a graphic novel, it's something that you just don't even consider. But what would you say, in your opinion, is the most popular movie, for whatever reason, that came from a graphic novel?
You know, I mean, most of the Marvel big blockbuster movies that we see nowadays, it seems like they've got a $1 billion movie every other year, or every other month, rather. You know, most of those storylines are based around individual stories that are converted into graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liken it to a DVD box set. So you can buy the box set that has the whole first season, or you could pick it up in parts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
So a lot of those storylines have been converted, whether it's Civil War or Infinity Gauntlet, into Avengers. There's a lot of stuff in, you know, that's made literally billions of dollars for folks that used to be comic books. But there's also a lot of sort of indie or art house comics. Eight Ball, Ghost World was one.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of them that nowadays are on Netflix, Hulu. You know, it's sort of a buying frenzy right now to get content out there.
Oh, you know it. Content,
the great thing about comic books is they have the ability to sort of try out different storylines, and over the 80 years of Superman or Batman stories. You can pull from the very, very best and tweak it and come out with a pretty good product.
In the information that I received about your store, I'm intrigued by independent literary novels and radical books. Could you give me?
Yeah, I myself am a pretty far left wing guy, and Cook County obviously is a pretty liberal spot. So the revolution part of Comics Revolution is not only just changing comic books to a legitimate art form, but also, bringing in a lot of the sort of far left wing press books. Provide some insight perhaps to college students at Northwestern who nowadays may be too conservative even.
Can you give me an example? I'm intrigued.
We've carried a lot of the Noam Chomsky books, obviously, the Howard Zinn. There's more publishers like PM Press, AK Press, New Press, places that, are providing, far left views. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily our focus, but it's definitely something that helps, make our identity of who we are.
So the independent literary novel, you referred to a couple of publishers just a moment ago. Those are these are not part of, how do I say that? They're not part of a big publishing conglomerate. They're not a section of some huge publisher. They're out there on their own. Am I correct?
There are some. I mean, we do carry some, Penguin, Random House, Hachette, some of the bigger presses as well. They do good work. It's the same as any medium. But there's also a space for those smaller independent guys or those folks who used to be considered underground, like a Charles Bukowski or somebody. Michelle T., some of the literary folks who, aren't necessarily part of the mainstream. There are some small publishers, Akashic and others that we deal with and have signings and events at the store as well, readings.
You've been there since the year 2000. What gave you the idea of opening a store of this nature?
This was actually our second store. We have another store out in Mount Prospect. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary back in June this year. But the Edison store is only 21.
Well, congratulations.
I guess I can drink now, right?
Yeah. So does the Mount Prospect stores have the left-leaning literature that you have?
Nope. It's more of a traditional, straightforward store that has a lot more vintage comics and is more traditional. It sort of terraforms to the location that it's in. And Mount Prospect is certainly a different community than Edison is.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The reality is that I went to Northwestern from 90 to 94. Lived in Evanston at that time, and there was a comic shop there that closed down a couple of years after I graduated. And I always felt that they did a good job, but there were certain aspects of it that didn't get as much play as I wanted, that I felt could add some extra types of art to experience and different ideas to bring in. So, I was kind of excited to bring it in, and like I say, it's lasted pretty good.
I would say so. How do people, are you selling, do you have walk-ins now, or are you emphasizing online purchases, or how does that work?
We've just done online the entire time. It's not online. We've done in the store only during the entire time. We did do deliveries and took care of some of our regulars when we were closed down for about 3 months. But other than that, we rely on the local community to come into the store. It's really tough for a lot of what we carry since the price is lower to be able to ship it out and make it competitive.
Gotcha.
And also when you get into the shipping zone, you get really big guys like Amazon special preferential treatment and other things that we just can't compete with.
Well, I can certainly understand that. We're talking to Jim Mortensen, who's the owner of Comics Revolution. It's been great talking to you, Jim, and I didn't realize how unique your establishment was, and I'm very intrigued by it. It's
if you get a chance for the listeners, there's two shows right now. There's one at the MCA on the history of Chicago comics. That's actually finishing up, I think, on October 3rd. But there's also a show at the Chicago Cultural Center on the history of Chicago comics that was curated by Chris Ware and is absolutely wonderful.
Right.
I really recommend people see it.
Right.
And yeah. It'll be around until January, I think.
Good plug. I know what you're talking about. Thanks for being with us, Jim. I really appreciate it. Jim Mortensen from the owner of Comics Revolution, which is at 606 Davis Street in Evanston. And you can reach them at 847-866-8659.